especially the starters. They came out, looked really sharp. Matt, you know, just he played fast and executed the way we want him to execute.
It seemed like the play action was a really big part of that offense, at least just from those first few series. Do you anticipate that kind of carrying over to the regular season?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's a big part of what we do, and, you know, our guys did a great job of doing that.
How about the pass protection?
Oh, pass protection was great. The guys up front gave gave Matt a lot of time.
So you feel like that the new zone blocking scheme is really starting to, you know, pick up?
Yeah. Anytime you can suck up the defense and get them to play the run and honor the run, you're going to have more time.
How's the competition for the backup spot between Winfrey and Yates?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, they both did a nice job. You know, in terms of what we're looking for, making smart decisions, both those guys executed well. And then to finish the game the way Sean did, he did a great job of just the command that we're looking for from that position.
Was the, actually closing out 345 maybe more impressive or as impressive than the 16-play drive?
I think they were equally impressive. You know, that last drive, we did a lot of runs, so I think you got to give credit to the guys up front and their backs just doing their job.
How's Matt? You know, I know y'all, some of the things y'all wanted to get some of the heat off of him that he's had the last couple of years. Obviously he's not going to be turning into Tim Tebow, but how's he doing with, you know, trying to be a little more mobile and kind of, you know, what are y'all trying to do with him?
Yeah,
a little
know, I think he's got some sneaky athleticism mm-hmm. that people don't really know about, and he is able to get out of the pocket and, you know, create some plays on the edge. And I thought you saw that. We ran a lot of keepers in that mm-hmm. game, not only with Matt, but with TJ and Sean as well. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of big plays with off our keeper game, and all three of those guys, they're really capable of executing what we want them to do in that regard.
What was your evaluation of the running game watching it on Friday night?
Oh, it was pretty good. We had a lot of good blitz pickups, you know what I'm saying? We can do better on our run game, but, you know, that's what we're practicing for. We're practicing hard to do, so, I mean, that's what we got to do here in practice.
How hard was it for you? I know as a rookie, you just want to get out there, but you had to watch that game on Friday. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was real hard, but, I mean, I support my back, so they did real good in the game the other day. So, I mean, I'm just here to support them right now, as of right now, and I'm going to try to get back.
And how important has it been, the healing process? I know you've been, you know, watching the reps and taking the ones that you can, but how important is it to take that time to, as a unit, just to get better?
Yeah, it's real important, you know, as being, you want to get out there and compete, you know, you try to rush it. So, I mean, it's just got to be patient and let it heal.
Has it been frustrating?
Yeah, it's been real frustrating to just watch my team get out there and compete and fight hard. So, I mean, I want to be a part of that. So, it's just been real frustrating for me.
How do you feel like your rehab process is coming?
Oh, it's going real good. It's going perfect, really. So, I mean, feeling pretty good, but I just have to take my time with it.
Are you hoping to get back for this week's game, or
yeah, I'm hoping, but I mean, it's up to coach to decide about that. So,
I thought he competed well. That's one of the parts that I was most impressed with. You know, most times you see rookies go in and they get in this flump and they don't finish. He did a great job finishing. Even the guy that caught the ball on him. He still finished the play, and it could have been a turnover that went the other way. So he's coming along. I think, you know, expediting the process between him missing OTAs, he's now getting into that groove of understanding how to compete on his level. So sky's the limit. So, and I'm encouraged to continue to push him in that fashion.
Coach, is it just a process with the young cornerbacks? We've seen Trufant and Alford out here have a tough times early too, but they seem to stay on track.
It is from the standpoint of understanding that, you know, you're on an island, but, you know, we understand the standard of what we want to play at. Okay. That's competing and finishing. So, and that goes at every position. I wouldn't just say cornerback. That's competing mm-hmm. and finishing. And understanding that you coming in, down out, understanding how to compete mm-hmm. and how to finish. I think that's really what you're talking about. From that standpoint, and that's what you had to see True go through. Mm-hmm. That's what Robert had to go through, and Jalen's going to have to go through that same process mm-hmm. of learning how to compete down in, down out, and every play counts. So, mm-hmm. and when you get that relentless effort, he'll be fine.
How do you assess the defense as a whole on Friday night?
I thought, like I said, we got a number one theme of this program is get the ball. We came out and we did that. I thought we played with high energy. Guys finished well. Did we have plays that we wish we could have back? That's in any game you ever play. But I thought for the most part, our relentless effort, that was there. And that's what we got to continue. Like I said, continue to get the ball, play with relentless effort, and it'll fix the critical error that happened in the game.